It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. On Wednesday, President Trump personally got behind a revised bill to overhaul the nation's laws on legal immigration. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue co-authored the bill, along with Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton. Senator Perdue joins us now for a few minutes. Senator, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Now, this bill would make substantial cuts in the levels of legal immigration, and your argument is it'll make more jobs available to Americans because it would reduce the numbers of immigrants with few job skills who come in. But we have unemployment now at levels that haven't been this low in a decade. So is there really any need for this right now?
Well, we also have the lowest workforce participation rate. We have the highest number of part-time workers, and we have the highest number of people who dropped out of the workforce. But you know, what we tried to do here is to come up with a system that's been tested before. We looked at best practices, and we found the Canadian system, the Australian system, is a merit-based system. What we've come up with is pro-worker, pro-growth, and it's been proven to work. It's not an experiment. And by the way, it was actually thought about and talked about in a bipartisan effort led by Barbara Jordan back in the 90s when they tried to look at, they had an immigration commission back then. This is the direction they were headed.
But Canada and Australia are nowhere near as large or as diverse economies as this one. And immigrants, according to even the Bureau of Labor Statistics, start more businesses than native-born Americans. They typically work in different jobs. And so wouldn't leaving immigration levels where they are, while fixing some of the problems with the system, actually help jobs?
Well, that's what we're doing, actually. We did not start out to pick a number of the level, by the way, but this number, this is a derivative number that the media talks about being cutting it in half, is more of a historical norm over the last 100 years. But what we did is look at a merit-based system. The current system is broken. Only one of 15 workers that come into the country bring a skill. And because it's our current system is an extended family system, a worker can bring in people outside their immediate family. And that's why we have that ratio. And by the way, that leads to the fact that today half of all immigrant households are in the welfare system. So what we're trying to do is bring in more high-skilled workers where there are shortages.
But your Republican colleague from South Carolina, the state right next door, Lindsey Graham, has said because of the nature of the jobs that many legal immigrants work in agriculture, in tourism, it would destroy the economy of that state. Those are his words. Now, Georgia also depends on agriculture and tourism. Couldn't the same thing happen here?
Well, when he reads the bill, he'll see that this bill is limited to just permanent legal residence. It's only the green card side of the immigration equation. We're not addressing the temporary work visas like the H-1B, the H-1A, the H-2A, which is what he's talking about in the agriculture industry, construction, and the hospitality industry. Look, agriculture is half of our business in Georgia. H-2A needs to be reworked, and the Secretary of Labor, I've met with him on this, and they are moving to make it simpler and more cost-effective for people in the ag business to use it. But this is basically only for the green card consideration. Once Lindsey sees that, I think he'll get on board with it.
But are you concerned at all that if fewer legal immigrants are allowed in, the pressure will build on employers who can't find Americans to do those jobs to then go ahead and hire more illegal immigrants?
No, I don't. I think the proof is in Canada and Australia, where they've actually been doing this for decades, that did not happen. What happens is you reduce the disparity of income between the skilled workers and unskilled workers. Right now, we have a shortage of skilled workers in America, and so the demand for those goes up and the price goes up. We have an overabundance of low-skilled workers, and that causes the price of those to go down. So there's a growing disparity. This begins to narrow that gap.
Just a couple of seconds left, Senator. Stephen Miller, one of the president's advisors, took issue with a reporter who brought up the poem by Emma Lazarus that's on the Statue of Liberty, "Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." Miller said that since that poem was added later on, it wasn't significant. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's significant, but look at what we're doing in this merit-based system. It's not just about English, which is what that diatribe was all about. This is about education, job, somebody that can produce an income for themselves and their family, age, an investment criteria, an accomplishment criteria. We give points in here for a Nobel laureate, for example, or a gold medal winner in Olympics, but also English. So there are a number of ways that someone can qualify under this merit-based system. That's the beauty of it, and that's why a liberal government like Canada has actually made this work.
Senator David Perdue, unfortunately, we're out of time. Senator, thank you so much for making the time available, and we'll talk to you again a little more about this in the future. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great day.